correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
We welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Salem Springs Topin 5A West action 48-21. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey and Sons plumbing player of the game. And I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and go with Braxton Carson. He was pretty nice three there at the end, towards the end of that game.
He played hard and did some things that you like to see as a sophomore in there. And Braxton had a great game today.
No one was in double figures for Mountain Home tonight. Leading the way was Luke Proctor with 5 points, four on the night for Braden Dewey, three each for Kai Bickford, Reed Ellison, and Braxton Carson, and also for Levi Uchman there toward the end as well. As for Salem Springs, different result for them. They had three players in double figures tonight. Carter Weinsberg led the way with 13 points, 12 on the night for Josh Stewart, and 11 for Nate Vachon. Also six this evening for Dalton Newman, four for Jedi Hunter, and two for Nathan Hawbaker. Rebounds, Mountain Home ended up with 12 on the night as compared to 23 for Salem Springs. That's definitely one of the keys. And also taking care of the ball was a big factor as well. Mountain Home with 13 turnovers, and I only counted three for Salem Springs.
Wow, yeah, they took care of the ball really good. And Salem Springs is a really good team. It's going to be tough to see anybody that in our conference that they're going to give a lot of people problems. They'll be playing for one of the top few spots in our conference for sure.
I would imagine so. And with the loss, Mount Thomas is going to fall to 2-11 on the season, and 0-1 in the 5A West. Salem Springs improves to 9-4 and 1-0. So Mountain Home falls to Salem Springs 48-21 in this boys game, 40-36 in the girls contest. I tell you, it was a tough night for both teams. The girls just came up so close.
Yeah. I think they'll look back at that and realize as a missed opportunity that they should have, could have got a win. Salem Springs had one of their best players out for the night, and had the chance there at the end of the game, and just couldn't quite capitalize, but improving. The girls are improving, and with Coach Fulcher and the boys, he's got to find a way. Who's going to be that scorer? Who's going to put the ball in the basket for Mountain Home? We've seen Dewey be able to do it some in Proctor, but they're going to have them step up and do a consistent basis for us to be able to compete in the 5A.
And it doesn't get any easier because with Valonia coming here Tuesday night.
Yeah, the girls on Valonia will be very, very, very good, and the boys will as well.
So, again, Mountain Home gets swept by Salem Springs. I enjoyed it, Brad.
Yeah, man. Can we give you the player of the game with the coffin and the smoke? And, man, you pushed through and made it through it tonight.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I know if everybody wants to see some good basketball tomorrow, too, I know our junior high teams play starting at 2 o'clock. It's Green County Tech. It's a huge game for both of the girls and the boys up at the junior high gym. It'll be a good game to come watch.
So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Brad Coleman here at my side here at the broadcast position. I also want to thank Audrey Young, my producer back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Basketball is brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Marmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, Strata Consulting, River City Forum, United Country Realty, White River Materials, and Southern Breeze Real Estate. Join us next time the Bombers take the court for Mountain Home Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7.